On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here. Play KMFM from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Tom Crosdale.
Police looking for a six-year-old boy who fell into a river in Sandwich over the weekend say they found a body. Lucas Dobson was on a fishing trip with his family on Saturday when he ended up in the Stour. He was jumping from a jetty onto a boat when it happened and he was swept away. Emergency crews, along with hundreds of volunteers, have been searching for him since. KMFM's Eleanor Perkins is at the scene.
Richborough Road remains cordoned off by two police officers. A stretch of the River Stour is also out of bounds. A town that's been so desperately active in the search for this missing six-year-old boy has now fallen into silence.
Well, yesterday, officers asked people to stop searching the banks, saying they were focusing on the water itself. This morning, they've confirmed a body's been found. It's not formally been identified yet, but Lucas's family has been told. An investigation started, but we're told the death isn't being treated as suspicious. Reverend Peter Old's been involved in the search. He told KMFM yesterday he's been amazed by the support from the community.
If people have been able to go and search, they've gone to search. If people have just been able to sort of spread butter, to make sandwiches, that's been what they've been able to give. And I know from talking to the family that they've really appreciated everything that people have offered. Talking to the police and the search and rescue team, they are incredibly grateful for the way that this community has shown their support for them.
Well, candlelight vigils for Lucas have been held across the county in the last few days. You will remember yesterday we heard from Anna, who went to one on Deal Pier on Monday. She says today's news is awful.
So sad, but at least it's closure for the family. But again, just a really, really sad story.
Well, more than £1,500 has been donated to an online fundraising page set up to help Lucas's family. There's more on this story at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
In other news this lunchtime, a man accused of murdering a police officer in Berkshire has been told he'll go on trial in January. PC Andrew Harper died after being dragged under a vehicle on Thursday. 20-year-old Jed Foster is being kept in custody. Plans for a new high-speed rail line linking 8 cities across Britain could be scrapped. There'll be an independent review into HS2, which is set to cost £55 billion. Here's the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps.
It is unsurprising that over a period of time, different assumptions change. Have they changed too far? Have the benefits changed as well? I don't know the answer to these questions, and the reason I've got an expert to look at this is to get to the bottom of, you know, what is the right way forward.
Critics say it's too expensive and will damage the environment. Boris Johnson will try and convince the leaders of Germany and France later to drop the Irish backstop from the Brexit deal. It would see Northern Ireland stay in a customs union with the EU if there's no trade deal in place at the end of a transition period. The idea is to try and prevent an Irish border. Meantime, Kent's getting another £2.6 million to get ready for Brexit. The government's giving the county council £1 million, with the rest going to district and borough councils. A man's been arrested after police got reports of someone with a knife in Sheerness. It's understood officers were called to an area near the Sheppey Leisure Complex last night.
KMFM News.
The parents of a Kent man who died from meningitis are urging other young people to get vaccinated. 21-year-old Tim Mason from Tunbridge Wells died hours after getting ill in March last year. His mum Fiona says she can't believe how quickly it all happened.
We found out that the disease that Tim had contracted was meningitis W, which is fast, enters the bloodstream very, very quickly. Tim should have been protected by the vaccine, but he was never offered it.
The parents of an autistic man missing from hospital think he could be at the family's old home in Maidstone. 19-year-old Andrew Lincoln disappeared from the National Autistic Unit in Beckenham on Saturday. And more than 10 caravans and cars have turned up on lands near a golf course in Hythe. Officials say if the group doesn't leave Marine Parades, they'll take legal action to move them on.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
In football, Darren Oldacre's left Gillingham. The midfielders expect to complete a move to another club. He made 21 appearances for Gilts and still had 2 years left on his latest contract, which he only signed 7 months ago. Meanwhile, Gilts boss Steve Evans says they deserved more than a point from last night's match against Blackpool. They went 2-0 up, but it finished 2-2. Evans says he's sure they'll get their first League One win of the new season soon.
We just need to work a little bit smarter. We can't work harder, we can't cover more games, we can't come in early, we can't stay later. The boys can't put any more in, they've been terrific. We're slowly getting there, but it's a new group, so it might take a little bit of time.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.